Item COM4/24, Tenfield War Memorial Barns, extension of contract with current supplier. Officer's recommendation that Council extends the existing deed of assignment with Just Sports and Fitness Tenfield for the operation of the Tenfield War Memorial Barns for the duration of the 24-25 swim season on the basis of a reduced fee entered into the pool, calls for new tenders during the 2024-25 pool season, undertakes a review during 2024-25 swimming season to determine the impact of the reduced fee entry as well as new the new payment arrangements with the operators. Carried. Final item, item GOB41/24, facilitation of annual performance review of the general manager and directors. The officer's recommendation has been carried, which is that Council considers the facilitation proposals received from Local Government Management Solutions, the Local Government Services Group and MacArthur Talent Architects for the annual performance review of the General Manager, as well as the Director of Corporate Services and Director of Business and Public Services. Assesses the overall value for Council of the above-mentioned facilitation proposals against the following criteria. Demonstrated experience within the New South Wales local government sector. Demonstrated ability to provide an ongoing timely and quality service. Demonstrated ability to add value to the performance review process of the general manager and the two mentioned directors and the price submitted by each consultancy firm. Three, appoints as its general manager's performance review facilitator the following consultancy firm, which is Local Government Management Solutions. Four, in accordance with the New South Wales Office of Local Government's guidelines for the appointment and oversight of general managers, nominates the Mayor, Deputy Mayor and Councillor Greg Sawyer to form the Council-appointed General Manager's Annual Performance Review Panel, acknowledging that the General Manager will also appoint a councillor as his representative on this panel as a fourth councillor member. Five, notes that the performance reviews of the two above-mentioned directors will be done by the facilitator and the General Manager in separate sessions prior to the General Manager's review session being held. Six, delegates the authority to the Mayor and the rest of the General Manager's Performance Review Panel to develop appropriate performance objectives and actions in consultation with the facilitator and the General Manager, and for these key performance indicators to be aligned with Council's delivery program and operational plan. Further, that full responsibility for performance management be delegated to the Performance Review Panel, including discussions about the General Manager's performance, any actions that should be taken in the determination of a new performance agreement. Seven, notes that commensurate with the aforementioned New South Wales Office of Local Government's guidelines for the appointment and oversight of general managers, the findings and recommendations of the Performance Review Panel will be reported to all councillors in closed session of a formal council meeting, and that councillors who are not members of the panel may be invited to contribute, will be invited to contribute to the performance review process by providing feedback to the Mayor on the general manager's performance relative to the agreed performance criteria. Eight, provides as an overarching strategic direction the following matters as priority items to be included in the performance review document of the general manager. Council's current and future financial sustainability and the particularly weak financial position of Council's general fund, and the development of an organisation structure that will facilitate a core function council, acknowledging the particular importance of adequately maintaining and renewing its roads, infrastructure and bridges, as well as other asset classes. Nine, communicates its thanks and appreciation to all three consultancy firms who have submitted proposals for their time and effort in preparing the high quality documents submitted to council. And that was carried as well. So thank you. That being the end of the meeting, no further business. I now declare the meeting closed.